If you listen to my previous episode, I was talking about the last five speakers that I was really interested in this longevity summit that I've been talking about since episode 449 with Chris Burrs. So a quick recap, he put on this longevity summit all online. He's a research scientist himself, has his own longevity supplement, and went on to interview 55 top experts in the longevity field that he saw fit to do so. It was really cool just because of all the questions he was asking and his background in longevity knowledge. So now that is done, it was about a week ago, but you can still click in the show notes to get a link. I think it's $99 now to get all those videos. You can take your time watching them. But either way, that's why you have me. I watched almost all of it. I'm only reviewing the experts that I really vibed with. There were some that I was not interested in. So if you want my recap of the first five experts, go back an episode. And in this one, this will be the second part. I'll review four or five more. So stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
So the next speaker that I really vibed with was Sandra Kaufman. She's a MD, and her title was How Do Our Cells Age and How Do We Support Them? She's probably the most interesting person that I've listened to in all the podcast world and on YouTube for longevity. She has so much information. She's got her hands in every little type of research study out there. And I always talk about my six buckets of health and fitness. She has 10 protocols for different parts of fitness, health, as well as longevity, including all these drugs out there as well. She scores them, she ranks them, and she just can't stop. I can only do so much research and give to you guys. This is going to be one of my main ones to get that real techie new age testing coming out, that kind of stuff. So she was really cool. All her different 10-point longevity buckets or whatever she calls it on her list has a score. All those things are only on that list because they have a low risk. So if there's anything out there, any peptides, any stem cells or supplements or any pharmaceutical drugs, they won't even make it on her list if they show any amount of risk other than some basic ones, maybe nausea, headaches, or something like that. So until those products come out later that become even less risk-free, then it'll make her list. And her list is endless with those 10 different categories. So there's tons of stuff to pick from each one that she believes in. And like I said, I think she's just a wealth of knowledge. Best way to listen to her stuff is on podcasts and YouTube, I think. And if you Google her, I'm sure she has a website as well. So moving on to the next one, Brad Stanfield. Brad Stanfield is an MD, and his title was Longevity Supplements That Actually Have the Science Behind Them. And so this kid, I say kid because he looks younger than me, he's that new age medical doctor that still realizes Western and holistic, but he wants to see the proof in the pudding, and he's willing to do some of these studies himself. So he's very well versed and knowledge in longevity, the holistic side. Obviously, his training came from the Western science and his medical upbringing. But I just love that he accepts both. He just wants more proof. And he pulls me down if I go too far into that holistic world where I'm just trying out everything without really second guessing things I read on Google or other podcasts. And so he's going to be a perfect one to bounce ideas off of if I can find like a subject like CoQ10 is a supplement I'm taking right now because I keep hearing that in the longevity space, but not necessarily tested like all supplements in the Western research and studies method. And so I'll listen to something hopefully he's put on that to make my decision on whether or not I should try. Obviously, do your own research out there for yourself, but I like this guy, Brad Stanfield, because he's like a new age Western medical doctor. He talked about pretty much just what I say, 85% of all this longevity work is already done with clean water, clean air, eat right, and working out, and maybe getting a little bit of HIIT if you can get it in. And the rest, you're just fighting for that 10, 15%. And he thinks it's a waste where all these different supplements and everything, you're not getting much out of them right now. And there's no research showing that they will improve for that much longer of a lifespan. And then if we just start everything right now with what I said, the first 85%, you can literally hold off for the next 20 years, let AI catch up, and then make better decisions on taking some of these supplements. So he talked about like everyone's all into metformin, NAD, and other longevity drugs out there. And he's found articles and research studies that have shown that maybe they're not the greatest. Like metformin is one that my doc thought it was okay. He agreed with me. Yeah, it could be for longevity. It's not going to hurt. And the whole thing is that they did some research showing that obviously diabetics got insulin control when they took metformin, but they were living longer than the people that didn't have any diabetes. So people started taking it. And then now they were living just as long as their counterparts. So the only trade-off is when you're on metformin, it kind of lowers either your testosterone or free-floating testosterone or your DHT, something mostly for guys, and lowering your hormones a little bit to where maybe you don't get the best benefit out of working out. And so some experts have said that's fine. So you just take metformin, but then you have to time it where you don't take it so many hours before you go work out and so many hours after you go work out. But what if you're working out every day? So you can never take this stuff. And this guy, Brand Stanfield, is saying that he thinks that the benefits of just being on a consistent workout schedule and eating right, it's just going to mess you up and you don't need it for right now until there's more research and studies. And just a final thought on what he's doing. He's a huge proponent of rapamycin for longevity. And rapamycin is a compound that's used to treat cancer, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases. But I think he's mostly focusing on the diabetes part. Same thing. If you can control your insulin with rapamycin with zero side effects, then that might be one to use in the future for everyone. So he's actually putting a crowdfund together and trying to do his own research clinical trials with this. So moving on, we have my boy, Dave Asprey, the father of biohacking. This guy is crazy. He's been biohacking, trying every single product for the last 20 years. I've been really more into longevity for 3 years. And I love that he's putting this much focus on longevity and he's trying out everything. That way he can tell his audience like some of the pros and cons of all the stuff he's trying. I just worry that this guy is going to push the envelope too much one day and who knows what can happen. But you know what? I applaud him because someone's got to do it. Waiting for FDA clearances on everything and research that's 20 years old. You know, that's what finally in our healthcare system, we're getting to use some of the testing and drugs that they found 10, 15 years ago because they finally now got FDA approved. So you're behind the eight ball in that sense. But Dave Asprey is always talking about going real low carb. He's watching out for toxic fruits and veggies and oxalates. He's tried keto and carnivore. He doesn't think you should cut out all that stuff, but pretty much stay on a low carb diet and having more of a longevity body as he sees it. And I'm there with him, but I want a little more aesthetics. So I put a little bit more focus on pushing protein a little higher and getting a little bit heavier training than I'm sure he's doing. But a lot of the stuff he's doing, I have adopted from time under tension and taking it easy and slow and getting the same results. And it's what he's doing with his new company, Upgraded Labs. And I checked them out. And basically, if you listen to any of my previous episodes, I talked about this high-tech company I tried in Orange County called the Smart Fit Method. And that's where I learned to use more time under tension and slowing things down. They had machines that did it for you, as well as riding a bike with an oxygen mask and their Vasper, where you were doing this recumbent bike with compression sleeves on your arms and running cold water through it. Just all these little things that they've used on astronauts and other athletes. And it seems like Dave Asprey's Upgraded Labs is almost a mirror image of that. They may have like three or four different things that the Smart Fit Method doesn't have. But I really feel Dave Asprey and how much pull and money he has coming into his companies that he can probably upgrade these labs a little bit faster than maybe the Smart Fit Method. I'm not 100% on that. I'm just making a guess. So I'll put that out there in the universe. Anyone out there looking to start a franchise here in San Diego, California, I've been an operator for the last 15 years of my life. I would go back in if I had something like this, some franchise that was just the high tech stuff. Very similar to the Smart Fit Method, which I was also willing to do. So you never know. All right. And then one last one, Christian Pao, MSc. Not sure what that is, but I'm sure it's probably some kind of research scientist. He was real big on stem cells. And stem cell studies that I have seen and with rich clients that have used that kind of stuff, it seems like we're just not there. I feel like for anything revolving around just at least the simple stuff like fixing joint pain or missing tissue within the joints of the knee, the shoulders and ankles, which is what I see a lot of these stem cell clinics popping up as their bread and butter. These reducing the inflammation, maybe regrowing some space in between those bones and the joints. It seems to be a 50-50 shot if it works, and it costs so much money. I do see the benefit, and I keep hearing all these experts talk about it. I just feel that we're like maybe 500 years away. But after hearing this longevity summit and all these AI focused people talking about how fast AI is catching up, literally AI is going to push us into the future 500 years. So maybe within our lifetimes, if you're in your 40s like I am, we will be able to get some of these benefits. So I think it's great. So Christian was talking about more of using stem cells from this blue-green algae that he's found in certain parts of the world. Most places that I know stem cells either use bovine or your own stem cells, and they'll throw it through a centrifuge and collect what they need and then re-inject it into the sites and possibly using some PRP. But Christian talked about this blue-green algae and how promising it was, and seeing all the anecdotals of everyone that was using it, some of the testing he's done, and helping people with congestive heart failures, strokes, joint pain. Not only that, but stem cells might be the answer to the shortening of the telomeres in our DNA. So he touched on that, but also put out there, none of this is FDA approved. We're still in the clinical studies. And the other problem is you can only go so far until the FDA completely puts their foot down. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'll go into it later, but peptides are a big hot thing for the last few years. And the FDA just recently banned all the peptides that everyone was going after. So there was like 9 peptides that they put their foot down, said these are banned. And those were the best ones that everyone was using and getting the most benefit from. So you think, I don't know, pharmacology and lobbying and the FDA, it just sounds dirty. It's just my opinion. It's just rumors. I'm not saying anything is true. It just makes you wonder. That's all. I'll leave it at that. Well, anyways, thanks for listening. And I'll do another one. There's so many more experts to go. I'll probably take a break and do another fun episode and then come back later in a couple weeks and give you the other experts that I listen to. Always, thanks for listening, and I'll check you on the next one. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I've moved down here to San Diego, and I'm actually going to be training at one of my local gyms. So in this process, you know, you got to do the Yelp and Google reviews to get some action going. And what I'd like to do is ask my audience if anyone out there would be so gracious enough to leave me a 5-star Google review to help build my local training clients. If you love the show or have had any results from listening, please click on the show notes for my link to get to these Google reviews, as it is hard even to find me by searching for Over 40 Fitness Hacks on Google Maps currently. Thank you once again, and I hope you love the show.